بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی بے الحل أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This is one very beautiful poem also, and every poem of Hazrat has got great, great lessons for us. Yes, mashallah, Yusuf read the introduction, that is of two young girls, and if you want advising the other to make tawbah and come on the right path and not get involved in illness of romance, love affairs, etc. And this applies for men also, that for any man also don't get involved in any illicit love affairs, etc. This is only destruction. And Hazrat is portrayed it so beautiful in poetical form here. Hazrat says, Bhaag Rab ki gali, run towards Allah's way. Which Allah says in the Quran Sharif, Fir ro ila Allah. Run towards Allah Ta'ala. And really that is the solution. That temptations will come. Tests Allah Ta'ala will put in our way. This will tempt a person, that will tempt a person, and the real thing is to do what Yusuf Ali Salam did. What temptation was in front of him, and what opportunity was not in front of him, and what was he not offered, but how he ran from it. Allah says at that time, to lift up your hands and make tawbah, and to make salatul tawbah is also haram at that time. At that time you must run from it. You must just get away from that, from the query of temptations and that, run away from that. Don't stand there and make a stiff-fire. You will get involved in the sun. So that is what a person should do. And that is what Hazrat is saying in here, Bhaag Rab ki gali, run towards the alley of Allah. Run towards Allah, for here wo in Allah. And a person has to just take up that little courage. And when he does that, he will find complete sanctuary, safety, protection, amnesty, completely he will find. And this is not only in physical action, even when bad thoughts come, then run from the bad thoughts to the thoughts of Allah Ta'ala. And then you will find you have safety. Don't still keep on thinking of that and think that I won't go over the limit. And also on the internet, a person gets tempted to go on to some kind of bad website, etc. Run from there. And the correct is that if you really, and many of us don't need the internet, we don't need a computer in the house, then get rid of it. As we should get rid of the TV, if we really don't need, we are not that business people, and if you are in business, keep your internet at your business, don't bring it to the house. Because here, then you get involved in all other things also. So, get rid of it also. Run towards Allah. Don't give the temptation also. This temptation also can destroy you. So, Hazrat says, the one advising the other, hey, buri, ye gali. This path, this alley of disobedience of Allah, whether it's extramarital affairs, whether it's illicit affairs, whatever, any guna whatsoever, there is a very bad path. And a person's frustration, a person's depression has just increased. There is a great, great deception that when having illicit love affair, a person feels I'm enjoying, and emotionally also he feels stirred up, I'm in love, I'm enjoying, and we all the time phoning now one another, sending messages, and you feel, oh, the way life is so nice. But there is only destruction in there. Outwardly it appears, Shaitan deceives you. It's a sugar-coated pearl. It is just a deception. It only looks nice, but there is only destruction. And in anything you can compare this. For example, if you compare a young girl, 18, 22-year-old girl, who is in a Western society, going to university, college, or going to work, etc. It looks very nice. Or the handbag dangling on her shoulder, her sunglasses are on. She got the cell phone to her ear, the car keys in her hand, And she's walking in style and dressed in style also. It looks so nice. She has to report on time at work. And the amount of sexual harassment girls get, no matter what laws are made, they are faced with the sexual harassment all the time. And even in a free and in a society, the society that we have become so bad. But even in that, many women have got their self-respect and they don't want to be interfered with, etc. They dress like that, they tempt you in every way, but they don't want you to interfere with them and to become fresh with them or anything. So she faces all that at work all the time. Continuously, so many laws are made that to save a person from sexual harassment. Mostly it is of course for women to protect them, but we know in practice these laws don't mean anything. Nobody can apply them. You can't charge anyone. To bring a charge is extremely difficult also. And then the tension she is going through all the time. She wants to impress. So all the time, how she sits, how she walks, how she smiles, she has to be so conscious of all this. So she really brings her eating. She's worried about her figure. She can't eat what she wants to. She has to just live on crumbs really. Made earning, trying to earn so much, but self-imposed. Now they diet and she's just living on crumbs all the time. And all the time, then the traffic she has to travel in, whether she's traveling by bus, public transport or train, or her own motor car, the transport, when she gets home, there's tension also. She's exhausted. She's tired. That's not the role of a woman at all. Now compare a woman in a rural area, whether it's in Africa, Asia, whether it's a Muslim and non-Muslim, but living there, gets up nicely on the time in the morning, makes her breakfast for the children, whatever, or breakfast is prepared. She lives a casual life. She might be living in a hut. She never saw a cell phone, but no depression, no tension whatsoever. And there's no sexual harassment there also. And she's living in the sanctuary of her mother, of her father's house. Everything is so easy. But unfortunately, how shaitan has veiled us. And we think that way of life is the way of life. People from all rural areas want to come to the town. People from third world countries want to go to first world countries. What they go and look for? Only Allah. How many people, for example, who live in African countries that we know, like in Malawi, Zambia, all these countries, huge homes, big houses, big yards. For everything there is a worker. Worker to open the gate. They don't need an electric motor gate or anything. Everything for the children, for the house, everything. And they prefer to go in UK, for example. And like those are like sardine boxes, those houses. One on top of the other, they are living there. And everything they have to do themselves now. They're cooking, they're washing dishes, everything they have to do themselves. And those small houses. And after coming from such a big house with so big yards and so nice gardens, everything, now you can, but only shaitan is deceived. And that is the way of life. And just this outward little few things, and a person gets overtaken. So like that also husband says, that when a person thinks that he's fallen in love with his wife, he doesn't get the same choice. But when he falls in love with somebody else, so that is a very bad way. And your frustration just increases. You are deceived and enjoying. Now you are frightened I'm going to be caught out. If my husband has to catch me, what affairs I'm having, or a young girl, the parents, her reputation goes, she doesn't get a good proposal after that. All these things just carry on. And you are always living in that frustration and a depression. And you want to impress other people. You are pressing yourself down all the time. When you want to impress other people. Is Sakhi, Main Chali, Meri Toba Bhali. Oh my friend, I'm leaving this. I'm going away from here. In other words, you also leave. My Toba is much more better for me. As long as a person is, for example, he wants to impress other people, whoever it is, with your bayan you want to impress people, with your namaz you want to impress people, with your piety, your taqwa you want to impress people, or with your fashion, your fashion clothes, brand names, this person is living in a prison, self-imposed prison. All the time is conscious. What do people think of me? What are people saying about me? All the time he is in that parishani. And a person who does it for Allah, he's only got one worry, what does Allah think about him? And in there, Allah gives him enjoyment. When he thinks of Allah, and what my relationship with Allah Ta'ala. But with other people, then you have to please this person, you have to please that person, and you can never please all the people. So, to leave that path, to make tawbah from there, is you are coming out of your own prison which you have made for yourself. And any person who does this, who gains the sincerity, not only in intention, but sincerity in life, and he comes out of this prison, like any person who was in prison and came out, how free he feels. And this prison is worse than that prison also. And when you come out of this prison and you free yourself to Allah, you make tawbah, you enjoy your life. You are in Jannat in this world, Allah gives you that enjoyment. Tu hai go manchali, mastika khalbari. Mastika khalbari. You are manchali. What your desires are, you are just going on your desires. And nafs is just dictating to you. Now to impress people, now to have an illicit affair, etc. All that wrong things you are now doing according to your nafs. Don't show me all this decoration of the top, just this smartness of the top. Don't show me all this. The reality is what is inside. Don't try and deceive me with this outside. That you got a date with this one, and now you're boasting with your friends also, that I've dated the boss, this one here has dated me. This all, you are just destroying yourself. Don't go on to all these things. Sundrahi, dil chali. Are you listening to my advice? Oh, you whose heart is burnt like this, listen to my advice. Listen to me and do what I am telling you. Ah, rakki kali. Run towards the path of Allah. You will find so much of pleasure and enjoyment in there. And a person who maintains his virginity, not only in outward virginity, but in his thoughts, mind also. He doesn't get involved in other wrong things. That person lives a life that he hasn't got fear of people pointing fingers at him, etc. He lives a wonderful life. Phool murja gaye. The flower has now become, withered. The flower has become withered. How long is this affair going to last, Oja? All these affairs are just for a few days, a few weeks or so. And afterwards, what enmity comes? Hazrat also has written. Hazrat says that every illicit affair turns out at the time when it's getting on, it looks so rosy and so nice. But afterwards, the enmity that comes, the natural result of an illicit affair, is terrible enmity between the people. And hatred for one another grows. This one blames that one for committing the sin, that one commits this one for committing the sin. And what grows from there? Hatred and enmity for one another. So the flower that was so nice and it was so, it budded and it came out so nice, but very soon we know a flower withers away. And all this dunya's thing, they just wither away. Chandni thal gayi, the 14th full moon, how long is the light? The moon, when it's at the full moon, how long does it last? And very soon you see that the light of the moon is now getting finished. Now it goes to darkness again. So don't be fooled. Don't be thinking that this outward temptation is just a temporary thing. It is a bubble on the water. It is just a shadow. A person who trusts a bubble, he's putting his trust on something really, really flimsy and something really, very weak. A person who puts his trust on a shadow, how long is the shadow going to be there? Apna anjaam bhi keh gayi har kali. And then you leave a story behind you. Now when you get involved, Hazrat says in one beautiful poem, Thori der ki lazzat hamesha ki zillat. For a little while, little some enjoyment, and then disgrace forever after. Okay? That disgrace won't leave you. Even if the people forgive you also, but whenever they see you, it's in their mind. This person is like this. This person did that. All the time it will be there. That little enjoyment, how foolish isn't it? You went for a little temporary outward enjoyment. In reality it wasn't. In that also you were in tension all the time. Hazrat explained that any guna is such that that person is in tension when he's committing that guna. That if I'm caught out now, if the evil effects, how many people, right, who had different types of gunas in their lives, is this going to affect me my whole life now? Am I going to suffer because of this guna? Some gunas lead towards AIDS, lead towards HIV, other gunas lead towards cancer. All this am I going to suffer now my whole life? So a person is in that tension all the time. Then he commits the guna and forever after that also. So save yourself from that and you live a life, a free life. Free in your mind, you are out of prison or which you put yourself in. Free in your heart and physically also you are free. A person who turns to Allah Ta'ala. Be nisha, be nisha, ho ge har nisha. All your status you have, all that enjoyment you have, all this just goes away. It gets finished. Very soon it is. Today, even fashion itself. Today's fashion is tomorrow's old fashion. So tomorrow it's old fashion now. And people laugh at you, you're so old fashioned. Today you are in fashion. Tomorrow they're laughing at you that you are old fashioned. So all this year, all this status, all this enjoyment is just for a little while and very soon it goes away. In this world we die. So before you die, everything is taken away. Qabar mein khaak chhani, magar kya mili? When you go in the qabar, in the grave, and then all the sand of the grave, you went and look for your enjoyment. You went and look for all that fun you were having. Kya mili? What you going to get in your qabar? You going to get all that fun and enjoyment you are having in this dunya. You going to get some good results of it in the qabar. Rizbhari ankh thi. The eyes were full of juice. That these person's eyes tempted you. Just the eyes of a woman strikes a man off his feet. That eyes of her. That's too much for me. I just can't take it. That was there for a while. Was that little bubble. And that deception. It wasn't at all like that. Shaitan, it comes clearly in the hadith. When a woman goes out of her house, that is without proper reason and without being dressed properly, then Shaitan puts a aura over. Shaitan makes her look very beautiful. Even it can be an ugly woman, but Shaitan will put temptation. And whoever sees her now starts getting tempted and wants to look towards her, etc. So all these outward things, that eyes of her, how she makes it, and today the height of it, and what is required to understand this, that a person has to see it with the proper eyes. For example, if you are a person who has got the disease of the heart, of evil, thinking of evil, anything, and you read an electricity book, and you read of a female socket and a male plug, now your heart is polluted, you think of something else. So what is in your mind, that is how you interpret the things, everything. Everything has a different interpretation. So just like that, a person who is void of iman, or his iman is very weak, he sees in this dunya's things, he sees beauty. And this woman with their eyes today, putting all that, all mascara and all that, and some of them, what complexion and what combination of color. Hey, really, they look like ghost spooks, they look. But for them, if you haven't got the eyes of iman, you don't see it like this. Then it appeals to you. For them, they look so beautiful in them. Without the eyes of iman, with the eyes of dunya, and with the eyes of fashion and all that, it looks so beautiful all the time that those eyes look so beautiful. And all the other funny things also, wearing an earring on the nose, men wearing earring on their ears, chains, etc. A person with the eyes of iman, he just can't even look at it. forget where it is. But if you haven't got that Iman, the dunya passion, that is the criteria. Dunya's passion and all what your friends will say, how you are dressed, etc. Your girls, for example, at one time it was a fashion, now also still to some extent, wearing very tight, tight jeans. To wear it takes them up to 10, 20 minutes. Those long boots they used to wear. Tight, tight boots over there to wear it. And with that they can't even walk properly. For example, she has to board a bus, she actually has to jump it. She can't put one leg and then the other, but just for fashion, tolerate all this. To make other people, thinking you're making other people happy. Eh? And then your health problems, when you wear so tight clothes and there's no free flow of blood in the body, you destroy your health also. Everything, but it depends what I care for. To have the eyes of Iman is very necessary. If you don't have, you see everything in the wrong way. And all these things, whether it's in the house, whether it is our, even our pot plants, no problem you have pot, but to overdo it all the time and to be obsessed with it. And worse than that, all these ornaments in the house. This ornament, frames all the time. Now this frame is gone old, bring a new frame now. This one doesn't suit you, this one you must have. Your furniture, your curtain, a person with all these things. If you have Iman and simplicity, you will have a comfortable. These things don't appeal to you, and they also, then, if without the eyes of Iman, you make a storm in a teacup. Any small thing, it's a big issue. All the small matters of fashion, very big issue. And we must have it. Your mind just works on it all the time. And if you are blessed with the eyes of Iman, you understand these things are nothing, petty. It's not important, and in fact the wrong things, you understand them so clearly. So to have that, a person only can understand also this form of Hazrat and even the Quran and Hadith, if you are first gagged with the eyes of Iman. Otherwise you look for wrong things even in the Quran, even in the Hadith, and you don't understand it properly. People who haven't got Iman want to explain to people of Iman the meaning of the Quran. Where can they understand? Whether you're a big professor, you can have your PhD or what in your field, but without the eyes of Iman, you can never understand the Quran. The first thing is, Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. Then you can understand Quran Sharif. But the person who doesn't believe in the ghayb, and he's a lecturer at university to people of Iman. Oh, what a topsy-turvy world. And this, those students who are ulama, who study from alims, their tafsir and their hadith, and today they're learning from non-Muslims. And when their Iman is also dumped to this extent, that they're also learning from people who can never give you the right understanding of the Quran Sharif. Zulf Kali Mili, and the black hair, the black locks of the hair, all that curly hair and how it makes you mad, all these things are just outward things that the person of Iman sees through it immediately. And a person with weak Iman will get impressed with this, but also he will get, he will make doba from it. Bala bhi magar usse kali hili. All this, whatever it is, what you get is even worse in return. This was just an outward decoration. And behind it was filth and dirt. Like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, made dua to Allah Ta'ala, then show me dunya, the reality of dunya. Allah showed it to him in the form of a woman, dressed with a beautiful burqa. The outside burqa also, like today's burqas, which are not really burqas. They are also dresses. With all the bead work and all the decoration which tempts a person. So she was dressed like that, and her left arm was not covered with the burqa. Like many women also, they wear the burqa, everything, but their hands are open. When will they wear gloves? When the husband is around. When they ask a woman who they can impress how much taqwa we got, that we wear gloves on also all the time. But if the husband is not around and other women to impress, they're not around, then the hands are open. And not covered under the burqa, then they keep it here. So you can see that, don't think I'm my complexion is bad or something. I've got light complexion. Look at my hands. So women, by nature, they are like this. somehow the other, even in burqa, in burqa, women also still want to show themselves. If the inside must be purified, then the true parda can come. Otherwise you can wear outwardly parda and burqa and show yourself as pious, but that is not even a burqa. So this lady, her left arm was left open. And with the complexion and the shine and the glitter and glamour of that, you can make out that what a woman this must be. So Isa alayhi salam, her face was covered with the niqab. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Allah, you showed me so much, but the face is covered, show me the face also. Then the niqab was lifted, a very old, ugly lady, whose teeth had fallen out, one, two long yellow teeth left in the mouth, templates are gone in, cheeks are gone in, and she's temples, they are gone in, the cheeks are gone in, and she's looking very, very ugly. Now, you want to run from such a woman. When you want to run, then the right hand which was covered comes out with a dagger instead. Now you are going to leave me. Now jolting me, you are disloyal to me, instead you. And that is the depression which sets in. When you didn't get your enjoyment of this dunya, now you fall into that, this depression, or a heart attack, or all these things that what you were hoping for, and you were so on the high, and you are dropped so much at one time. And this is how it is. So Hazrat said that this is all what you got, this is what you got. After you thought you were running for enjoyment of dunya, in this wrong things, this is what you got. Me in dunya I fani mein. Har su meeri, Hazrat addresses Mir and says that in this dunya, in this temporary dunya, and this is proof, Hazrat says that dunya is not your object. If dunya, and you just working for dunya 7:24, then if that was the case, then you should never die. Because what you working for, how can you leave it behind? So dunya is not your object, akhirat is your object. So this dunya, which is temporary, what did I get? All four sides. Well, in fact, all six sides, top and bottom, right and left, front and back, from all sides. What did dunya give me? Be-kali, 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 be-kali. Just frustration, depression all the time. And this is what this people of this dunya, how it looks so much, their temptation and everything. Depression is the most, according to World Health Organization. First world countries, the highest rate of depression is in them. But all this is just an outside, you see her smiling. Read the life of any film actress or any pop star or singer or even a sportsman. Outside it's on, how they jump when they score a goal and how they carry on. But just now when they're on their own, see that they got terrible depression all the time. They don't have friends. They don't have trust, nobody trusts them. There is no life whatsoever. So it's just a big, big hoax. And unfortunately, everyone falls behind this. You understand how they fool us? There was a film in India where, and one person, really, one friend of his, narrated this, that he went and see this film 10 times. And what was one scene for which he used to go? That there's a girl undressing. And just as she loosens her buttons, the train comes past. Now you can't see anything. 10 times he went. And you ask him, but what's wrong with you? 10 times. He said, one day the train will be but you know, that will never happen. Where can that happen? It's all recorded like that. But man's mind has become so weak. He thinks all this. You look at that woman on the screen or that, where are you going to get enjoyment? Where is that woman and where are you? And worst is when your old man are opa. And you're looking at young girls. Where they will spit in your face and you thinking you're going to have a wonderful time with them. And in your mind that you're talking with them and they replying. They don't even look at you. And the Sharia, Allahu Akbar, how beautiful is our Sharia. That keep your beard. This already will put them on. You forget I got a beard, I got a dupi, I got a mama. But you want to impress them with that. Hey, and here, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, you want to go and buy a train ticket, and there's a lady selling. Or in our times, you go to the bank teller, there's a lady all smart, dolled up, and looks impressive, and then, when you're standing and you come, now you're making your beard noise, and you're putting your topi. She's going to be impressed by you. She won't even think about you that you want to try and impress her. So Sharia has given us our all our balances, our checks and balances. Keep your beard so they're not interested in you. Wear your kurta so they're not interested also. And also kurta, one friend of ours, Maulana Yusuf Desai of Durban, he said when he went in Jamaat, whenever he wore the long kurta, he felt unsmart and nice. And when you wear the short kurta, that day he felt I'm a nothing. So this helps you tremendously when you feel I'm a nothing. And when you want to feel I'm somebody, Mr. Somebody, you are just destroying yourself. Nay, that you want to impress people. People must look after, respect me. People must host me. People must, you are destroying yourself. And when you take that off and you look like a nothing, you are doing a great favor to you. And to this extent, one Ali, very, very handsome from Pakistan, and always well dressed also. He used to come by Hazrat also regularly. Once when he came, he was not very shabbily dressed. And his whole attire was not appealing at all. He said, what happened to you? Why are you dressed like this? He said, when he was in the Haram of Makkah, one Egyptian woman saw him and she fainted, seeing his handsomeness. Perhaps Egyptian woman got this bimari from Yusuf Ali Salam's So anyway, she said, from that I decided I won't present myself, that I took somebody else in fitna or something. And now I just dress shabbily, as it praised me, to be dressed nice and smart, jamal. Allah likes beauty. And to, but when there is a fear of fitna, Allah, well, this is faras now. Say, don't present yourself that you attract somebody. So anyway, so this dunya is just it just increases frustration for a person. Main batao ke dunya mein shay kya mili? I say, tell you what we got in this dunya. What has this dunya to offer you? Koi majnu mila, koi leila. Somebody got one majnu, somebody got a leila, and that is all. Nothing else. I will explain to one person, Hindu man in Allahabad. He wanted to marry a girl who was extremely beautiful. He married her. And very soon she died. Sometimes it happened. He went mad. And he said, if I knew you were going to die so soon, I shouldn't give my heart and life for you. And that he overheals, he went over her. He married her properly, everything. But she died very young. And he said, I gave everything of mine to you. And now you're not there. So what is this dunya? What can dunya offer you? Dunya can't offer you anything. Akhirat is forever. Your health will be forever. Your vigor will be forever. Allah's pleasure will be forever. Everything will be forever. Work for the akhirat. Don't be fooled by this dunya. Ah, magar ehle dil aise khushbakht hai. Ah, this is one side story of this woman and this love affairs and all this romance. But on the other side, Allah wala, what is their ways? So they are so fortunate, and anyone who has got connection with Allah wala, and who found the love of Allah wala, and by that the love of Allah ta'ala, jisse akhtar mujhe rahe maula. From them I got my road to Allah. Your life in dunya became jannah, and akhirat, what won't you get? And from these others, the whole home, what you going to get from this other woman, from this other man, illicit affairs, haram things, even from your halal wife, your halal husband, what are you going to get? Okay, if you get Allah, then Allah will also put in that halal relationship of yours so much your great enjoyment and pleasure. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah. In this kitab, with regard to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is modern science. If you are reading about family planning, further, he writes to the author, a doctor, a khatun pagal ho gayi. One woman became mad. Actually, mad she became. Tashkhees par pata chala ke mariza ne bahbood aamadi ki goliya jo maa mustaqil istimal ki. Then it was found she took this family planning tablets for 2 months continuous. She was taking it, and that caused her whole mental setup. In fact, scientifically they have found now that man, the wiring of the brain is different from the woman. And if you look at the features, they show clearly woman's wiring is only half of the brain, which has come in the hadith. Scientifically they have seen it, what they have done, that their brains are only half wired. And man's brains are fully wired. He's fully wired. This is what comes in the hadith, that Jana Pisatul Akhar. Today, after 1400 years, this is all what they proved, what was told to us, and we got Iman, what was told to us 1400 years. And now we look at them that they have done great progress. And we don't see the progress of Nabi Ali Salam. And the progress of a person of Iman, whether he hasn't got a cent in his pocket, whether he hasn't got anything on his name, but he has got this Iman. He knew it from the beginning of it. Now they've reached there, now we feel they have discovered something very great. So anyway, she became mad. Is there a vast khawatin ka in adwiyat se pet bhar jata hai? Other women, because of these medicines for fem, for, what you call it, not having children, contraception, their stomachs bloat, and they have, their stomach becomes very big, bhas ka badan phul jata hai, some their whole body blows up. And then now how she looks, when she got married, then she had a body of bigger, like a Coca-Cola bottle. Now she looks like a 20-liter or 200-liter oil bottle. Now she looks like that, her whole body has blown up like this. Maas ke jisam mein mustaqil nuqs paida hokar andaruni pechida bimariya shuru ho jati hai. And some of them actually physical harm comes to the body. For example, the leg starts growing crooked, or many other things. Now they are facing that, and they are now the doctors can't diagnose also. They can't find a solution also to it. And what illnesses come just because of these tablets and this contraceptive method which I use. The rasal, jab bhi hum qanoon e fitrat ko todne ki koshish karenge. He says, actually, what is the real thing? Whenever we try and break what they will call nature, what we will call the system of Allah, and we try and work against the system of Allah, Ta'ala, us waqt khudai kora barsega. At that time, the waqt of Allah comes and hits you. And Allah doesn't come with a waqt to hit. Now you get this illness, now you've got that mental problem, now you've got depression, now you've got all other problems. You broke the way of Allah, Allah broke your back. And you face all these things now. Aur chahiye to ye ki hum phir Allah Ta'ala ke qawaneen ki taraf laut aaye. And what we should have understood, and if Iman was there to something, to go back to Allah. Make Tawbah. And Tawbah means to reverse. You went in a one way. No entry. You realize I did wrong. Reverse now. Now don't still carry on. And don't try and prove yourself right also. One person on a Monday morning, traffic so heavy, he was going on the wrong side of the freeway. So the radio, the traffic report, they announced, there is one person who's going the wrong way. So he also heard it, so he phoned into the radio and he said, not one person, everyone is going the wrong way. So this is what our case, when our heads are screwed on wrongly. Hey, we're doing wrong and we prove ourselves right. And the whole world is wrong. I'm right. Only I'm right. And this happens in our houses all the time. The wife wants to prove I'm right. All the others are wrong. Husband wants to prove I'm right. And all the others are wrong. They put it all on the test of Quran and Hadith. On deen and see who is right and who is wrong. Otherwise everyone is here. What I say is, listen to me. What I'm saying is right. But we have to, what the criteria is Quran and Hadith. So when our heads are not screwed on right, Iman is not there, then everything we see the opposite. And instead of correcting, reversing, now we have to show all the other people are wrong. That even the traffic department, if this was wrong, they made this a one way. I'm right only. Even they are wrong. And all these people coming this way, they are wrong. I'm right, I'm going this way. This is when Iman, when if you don't understand what your problem is and you're looking in material things. Now all these diseases, like for example in this contraceptive, now you take something else to undo that one. And you take something else to undo that, but you don't realize I must come out of this wrong way. Lead a natural life. What Allah wants to be, that doesn't make sense to anyone. And anyone tells you that, then also you don't know what's happening. You are out of this world. You don't belong to, you belong to some old ages. to the stone age, you don't belong in this world. لیکن ہم اس کے برعکس اس عذاب کے علاج کی کوشش کرنا شروع کر دیتے ہیں. And we try and treat that عذاب of Allah. That عذاب came because of our sin. We don't come out of the sin. But we have to treat that, which is today the case. You are diabetic, a doctor also, and what they do? Give you more vitamins, more insulin. They won't tell you give up your sweet things. You make your life correct, stop your sweet things, become more physically fit, etc., then you don't need all these other medicines. And one medicine leads to another. They treat you for your sugar, now you got high blood. That medicine gave you high blood. Now you treat for the high blood, now you got another problem again. Look at the root of the problem. And really all this is disobedience of Allah. And leading an unnatural way of life. A person who leads a natural way of life, and in conformity with the laws of Allah Ta'ala, such a person, he doesn't need all these medicines, etc. And also, the best medicine is healthy food and fruit. A person who has that properly in the right way, any person who knows, he can be having 90%, all his medicines, he can cut out 90% if he corrects his lifestyle. Otherwise, with our medicines, and they make more disease, and we are still pumping more disease because we are not correcting our lifestyle. And everything in life comes according to the commands of Allah, and you will see the goodness. May Allah give us this proper understanding and the tawfiq. May Allah bless us with it. In this kitab, we were doing the various hadith as Hazrat has mentioned with regard to the value and honor of women. In the status Quran and Hadith, Islam is accorded to women. Hadith number 5. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne irshad farmaya ke aurat agar 5 waqt ki namaz padh le, if a woman makes a 5 times namaz, that is properly how it should be performed, etc. Aur Ramzan Sharif ke roze rakh le, she keeps her rozas of Ramzan, aur apne shohar ki itaat kar aur apni sharamgah ki hifazat kare, and she looks after her chastity. She looks after her chastity aur apne shohar ki itaat kare, and she is obedient to her husband, to usse kaha jayega, she will be told, hashar ke din, on the day of qiyamah, jannat ke jis darwaze se tera ji chahe, dakhil ho jaye. From whichever door of jannat you wish to enter, go, enter. So easy. But now also the same thing, woman will insist, we must go for jamaat namaz. Why can't we go to the masjid? What if Quran has made it, Islam has made it so easy for them. And that was the right thing. Their brains are also half-wired, and they are physically also weaker than men, and the natural qualities which Allah gave them, to look after the house, to look after the children, etc., those are the things where they must excel and do. But they want to leave that, and they want to come to masjid for jamaat namaz. They want to do all other things what men do. Why can't we do what men do? And Allah has made it so easy. 5 times namaz. Keeps her, in other words, her basic farais. Ramzan, roza she keeps. And she looks after her chastity. And she is obedient to her husband from whichever job gender. So easy. But unfortunately, what is easy, we want to make it difficult. And what is simple, we want to make it complicated. No, what Allah has made so easy for us, just following that simple way. How easy it is for women to acquire the channel. Maulana Ibrahim Mia sahab, the Amit Barakatum of Miastam, the Ustad, on one occasion he said, generally our women who obey these basic things, they are waliyas of Allah. In a simple way, what they do, stay in their house, look after the house, look after the children, prepare for their husband, and the basic farais they fulfill. This is enough for them, and they become great waliyas. But we want to do more than what we are supposed to do. And we make life difficult for us. There is nothing like for us to get big university education. We want to go to universities. We want to get degrees, etc. We want to be a business woman. We want to be a secretary. We want to be... That is not at all. Allah has kept the role of a woman so easy. And on that is her jannat. Auto ke liye jannat kis qadar aasan. How easy Allah has made jannat.
jannah for women. Lekin hadith sharif mein hai, but it comes in the hadith ke aurat shohar ki nafarmani aur nashukri ke wabaal se jahannam mein kasrat se dakhil honge. But because of the disobedience of their husband and being unthankful, many women will enter into jahannam. What does this mean? Treat this disease. This disease which is common. It doesn't mean there is a common disease, so now you just accept it when I can't do anything. Somebody tells you on this road there are crooks. You say, now I have to go and get caught. No, you take your protection, you take another road. You take security with you. You do everything. So what gunas we have been warned of doesn't mean now when we are helpless, now we're just going to have to suffer the consequence. It means take more precaution. Come out, the woman particularly with this basic thing, na shukri, to be unthankful. Very much that, what did I get in this house? 20 years I married, what did I get in this house? I got nothing in this house. They are unthankful and disobedient to their husband. So those two particular things they must take out and do these basic things, and jannat is for them. Allah Ta'ala, and also at the same time, for men, make them mark. This is their weakness, try and correct them, make their tarbiyah, correct them. But they, if we don't, then keep your shoulders broad and make them mark. Generally also, when a person is once married, Allah puts milk between the two. Now there may be problems also. The girl who doesn't want to keep the marriage, she wants to go home. And so many times the parents, this side, that side, want to break the home. This is not going to work out. But they inside want to make the home. So she is your wife and you like her. But there are some problems, there are weaknesses. So learn to make wife as a marvel. Keep your heart big also. Keep your shoulders broad, accommodate also. And by doing that, Allah will make her mark. She, it's your heart that she was disobedient to you. She was unthankful to you. Learn to make her mark also. And together you will go to Jannah. Her Muslim, Allah Ta'ala, her Muslim, عورت کو محفوظ فرمائے شوہر کی نافرمانی اور ناشکری سے. حضرت میں ایک دعا that may Allah save every Muslim woman from being disobedient and from being unthankful. So we should work towards this, not just that we keep it like that, but we should work towards it to correct it, and where we can't, then don't condemn her to Jahannam. That's not the way. Some people also, only their work is to condemn people to Jahannam and precede people in Jannah. This one, is, his seat is there in Jannah, and his seat is there in Jannah. That's what we must show solution and encourage people, win them over, not push them away. We have to, that is our work. So if your wife has got these weaknesses, don't say, well, you're going to Jannah. No, you try and win her over, try and correct her. There are 6 hadith which Allah Hazrat has quoted in the series. She's all kind to follow. اور اس کا شوہر اس سے راضی ہو جنت میں داخل ہو. Which woman dies and the husband is pleased with her, she'll go to Jannah. So make yourself pleased with her. Overlook whatever things do happen, ups and downs in life came, many things happen. But when she passes away in your lifetime, then be pleased with her. Make her mark for her. And that, by that you're giving her the ticket to Jannah. And she's the children of your mother. She was your lifelong partner. Why do you want to condemn her to Jannah? Send her to Jannah by making her mark and being pleased with her. May Allah give us to make our shoulders broad and make our hearts big. And these who are our lifelong partners, you give them their due rights also. And to work together with them, make the islah also as much as we can. And bring them to majlis. Take them out in jamaats, or encourage them of deen, have ta'aleem in the house, etc. All this will help tremendously, inshallah. In this we read the kitab, the hadith, which was narrated by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that his brother, younger brother, who left a little pet bird, and the nightingale, it had died. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a very nice, compassionate way, asked, what happened to your bird? Now to think, to appreciate it, Allah's Nabi, who is with Allah all the time. And for him to talk about a bird that has died, and make a small boy's heart happy. We have to learn this great sunnah also. They don't think that piety, Hazrat says, that a man who is in deen,
And when he wants to show his piety, he comes home and he's keeping a pizza seat and reading Subhanallah, Subhanallah, not even looking at his wife. She dressed for him, she cleaned the house for him, she made her children neat and tidy. You don't notice anything. And you are just with your big Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Let's say give that for Tahajjud time. When you enter the house, enter with a smile on your face. Make a cheering, nice, beautiful salam. Eh? And Hazrat also says, if the children are not around, go and embrace and hug your wife. The small children, they don't know, they might think, what you doing with my wife? why are you grabbing her like this? So if they're not around, then show love also towards her. Put a sweet in her mouth also. So this is the way for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this way. So some of us think our Islam is to be very serious, to be our faces sour and pulled up all the time. And there's no jokes or anything in our life. Small children must be out of the way. They mustn't be, they're all just, they're all a nuisance here. And we are big people, we got serious matters to do. Where the small children? No, Islam didn't teach that. So Hazrat explains today quite a bit about the narrator Al-Hali Rawi, Hazrat Anas. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is hadith ki rawi hai. Hazrat Anas is the narrator of this hadith. Unki walida ka naam Ummi Sulaym hai. Now his mother's name was Ummi Sulaym. Unke walid ka naam Malik ibn Nadr Ansari hai. And his father's name was Malik ibn Nadr Ansari. Ye 10 saal ki umar mein the ke unke walida sahaba ne unko Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki khidmat mein pesh karke arz kiya. He was 10 years old when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when his mother presented him to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hada uwaydibuka atumalatu. This is your small khadi, 10 year old boy, your khadi. He's your very small, this letters gave, your small khadim, and make dua for him. Ya aapka khadim hai, uske liye dua farma. Aapne dua for what is dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave? Allahumma barik fi malihi wa waladihi wa aqil umrahu wa aqil ramba. Ya Allah, uske maal aur aulaad mein barakat de. Give him barakat in his wealth and his children also. And make his life span a long, give him a long life. And also that, oh Allah, forgive all his sins also. Hazrat Anas, the effect of this dua. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu farmati ki is dua ki barakat se. The barakat, this dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did it have an effect? Hamari phal ke darakhton mein, saal mein do martaba phar aane lage. That our trees gave fruit twice a year. The tree gave once a year fruit. But by the barakat of the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all our orchards, they used to give twice a year, they used to give fruit. Aur aulaad mein is qadar barakat hui ke maine apni sulbi aulaad 98 adad dafan kiya. And Allah gave so much barakat in my children that 98 of my children I buried with my own hands. 98 of my children I buried with my own hands. لَقَدْ دَفَنْتُ مِنْ صُلْبِ مِيَا إِلَّا إِثْنَيْنِ. So Allah gave barakat in that also. Aur is qadar barakat hui laqad aur umar mein is qadar barakat hui laqad baqit hatta saimtul haya. Itna zinda raha ki jeete jeete zindagi se thak gaya. And I left for so long I got tired of living. Now I'm tired. Like you get tired of something, he said, I'm tired of living so long life Allah gave. Chunanche Asmaul Rijal mein hai, in the kitab where all the condition of the narrators of hadith are written, ke 103 saal ki umar paaye, 103 years old he became. Aur farmaya ke in the fourth dua, the chauthi dua ki ummeed rakhta ho, yani maghfirat se. These three duas Allah accepted, I saw it with my eyes, and I got great hope that Allah will forgive me my sins also. Ye Basra ke aakhiri sahaba hai. He was the last sahaba in the town of Basra in Iraq. Unke intiqal ke baad Basra sahaba se khali ho gaya. After he passed away, there was no single sahaba left in Basra. Ehde khilafat Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu mein taaleem e fiqh ke liye Basra muntaqil ho gaye the. In the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to Basra to go and teach deen there. For deen's sake, he went away to Basra. Intaqala ila al-Basra ليفقه الناس وهو آخر من مات من الصحابة في البصرة.
Unki niyat Abu Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala, his nickname like Hazrat Kabir, Hazrat Abu Huraira nickname, he was Abu Hamza.
Khalq-e Kabir ne unse riwayat ki, lot of students he had and they narrated hadith from him. وَلَهُ مِنَ الْعُمْرِ مِيَا وَثَلَاثَ سِنِينَ, 103 years old he was.
متن عبارت حدیث حضرت انس رضی اللہ تعالی عن انس رضی اللہ عنہ ان کان النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لیقادتنا حتی یقول لأخی لی صغیر یا ابا عمیر ما فعل لغیر وکان ذہو لغیر یلعب به فمات. حضرت انس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم used to socialize, mix with us so much with our family that he told my small brother, oh, Aba Umayr, what happened to Nughayr? To the small bird he was kept in the window. So he was a small child, Umayr, what happened to Nughayr? And he used to play with this little bird because he sped and it had died.
Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu riwayat karte ke Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam
hum logo ke saath intihai usne muasharat se mile jule rehte the.
Very, very compassionate and very socializing with us. So that's also a great thing. Some of us, we acted, we became Maulana or something, or we came back from Hajj or something. Now we can't mix with anyone, we don't talk with anyone, absolutely serious all the time. That's not the way at all. Sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but those people, they stop at that, your family, your brothers, sisters, your immediate family, be quite close and be open and socialize with them and let them feel warm and happy with you.
Ke mere chote bhai ka ek bulbul tha jise wo khela karta tha wo mar gaya to aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne uske din joy ke liye irshad farmaya tha.
When his little bird died, just to make him happy, where is Allah's Nabi? What position Allah's Nabi? But to make a small child happy, Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, these are just small little words we will think, but say, who is seeing it? And Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in 23 years, had to preach the whole deen, propagate the whole deen to all the people of the world. Where was Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But when he had time, where are we? Today we see it. No, just leave the family one side. Deen is very important in deen work, and no time for the children also, throw them also one side, not at all. Deen is a thing which is all comprehensive and set a perfect good example for everyone, likes you also at home.
Hey Abu Umayr, tumhara bulbul kya ho gaya? Is mizaj nabuwat sallallahu alaihi wasallam se muhaddithin ne hasb zayd masaib ka istinbat farmaya.
From this little, one small hadith, but see how many masail the muhaddithin and fuqaha have taken out from this. And this is all the lessons that we should learn from this.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. InshaAllah for this week, till end of the month of Safar, InshaAllah we'll be having a Fanka program. InshaAllah there are three brothers, Fanka tomorrow, four brothers who are sitting in the Fanka the whole day. InshaAllah if there are any other brothers who want to join, can please avail themselves and sit in the Fanka and benefit from the environment of the masjid, the masjid programs, etc. So we have a request for any of the brothers. InshaAllah in the first week of Rabiul Awwal, it is in the January, about the 6th or so, there will be the 8th, about the 10th of Rabiul Awwal. InshaAllah, we will be making a safar to the north coast. So any brothers who are interested coming, the families, you can inshallah inform Hazrat, or they can inform myself. InshaAllah, we will be the arrangements for them.
دن میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو
ومولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ثبتنا على الايمان واثبتنا على الايمان واحشرنا يوم القيامه مع المتقين مع الله. اللهم استعملنا بسنتك وتوفنا على ملتك واجعلنا بحزبك. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.